Suddenly a voice said, call forth neighbor, spread the picture on a wider screen. And the voice said, neighbor, there's a million reasons why you should be glad in all four seasons. Hit the road, neighbor, leave your worries and strife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
This is a prelude before the beginning of our attempts to teach you a particular lesson about yourself as a human being and myself as what appears to be a human being and yourself. Certainly, you appear to be a human being. That's John on the camera there. So in a particular sense, John, representing the entirety of this association in time. You see that? Crystal, is that you? Crystal, who many of you know very well from other escapades we share together in our attempts to teach the impossible situation concerning the idea of death. So you are representing aggregations in space-time in which I am appearing under the direction of the consortium called A Course in Miracles. A course in the requirement for your fundamental admission that in your association with yourself, you have figured in the idea of space-time, an attitude of annihilation based on a predetermined idea of space and time. So perhaps you've been attracted to this offering from this master teacher by the inquiry that is contained in the title of the lesson, What is Death? We're at a fundamental premise, if you're watching this video, that you have become somewhere within your procedure of space-time relationship determined that there is an alternative, all right, of your observation of yourself, okay, with the fundamental admission that indeed all of your space-time efforts have always only led you to say to me, death. So I'm in your picture of life exposure based on yourself as a body within this parameter of space-time, telling you that there is no such thing as death. So in your fundamental inquiry about death, which is obviously the formulation of space-time, the temporal idea of coming into this association, occupying a space-time, and being terminated. Is that what death is? Okay. Is that the totality of your explanation about the occupancy of yourself within this space-time episode? Are you saying to me, human, in the organization of yourself, that death is a continuing idea that you maintain in order to maintain, that contained within your association of space-time in correspondence with your idea that you are a body, that you are that body, is a determination to represent yourself temporally with your certainty of death? Say to me, from my observation, everything dies. Life to me is cyclical. We're born, we live here, and we die. I see ranges of consciousness that indicate that our planet is revolving around the sun and comes to a place within space-time that I can identify within my associations of space-time. Things are born, they live, and they die. Question to you. Where did you get the idea of cyclicalness? Giraffes don't have it. Asperdasper plants don't have it. Associations of consciousness dedicated to the proposition of cause and effect relationships that justify themselves are not formulated with solutions that represent death, but only with their recognition that life is life. If what I'm telling you is true, and I want you to accept it in a very fundamental sense, when I tell you there is no death, all right, it would require that you recognize somewhere within your own constitution of ideas about yourself. Are you ready? But death is an idea. You right there? No? Everyone dies? I don't. No. The self that I am is a recognition of eternal life. The procedures of this Course in Miracles from the resurrected mind of my Savior, Jesus Christ, reborn, transfigurated at this moment, is to show you at this moment you are participating in a ritual of being born, being recognized in the conceptual self identified within this world, and dying. So in a very particular sense, death is an idea. And the entirety of your observation of yourself, the continuity of time that identifies you as a body, is sustained by the idea of death. Now we're at our fundamental premise. I'm offering to you, from the certainty of who I am, the power of your mind to decide on whether to be eternally happy as you were created, or to continue to represent yourself as formulating within this small constitution of dark light form, where you proclaim to everyone about you within your own dream that you are a body and that you will suffer, and that the consequences of your mind that are long past can only lead to a continuing idea that you must suffer and that you must die. So our lesson for today in the teacher's manual that we intend to read to you, okay, will address the idea that not only is death an idea, temporalness, space-time, but that it's your idea. The idea of death within the framework of the entirety of life requires a definition of temporalness based on a body form, which you are representing to me. I am denying the longevity of your association of correspondence within your body form and telling you at this moment you are both dying and being born. Any sequentiality of the idea of space-time separate from eternal life could only have lasted for this moment. Now, if this is true, there is no question that this world is an idea of death, the idea of sustaining yourself, idea of the substance that represents your idea that you are a body. It allows you to function in this limited frame of space-time, where there is no real correspondence of what life is, simply because life is what everything is and is eternal. But the idea of death is what space-time is. Let's look very quickly at the premises, the presumptions of the mind of Jesus from out of time, in the power that you actually have in regard to your decision-making capacity. Listen. This is about you. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. Are you listening? No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick, unless these are the outcomes that he wants. Are you listening? And no one dies without his own consent. I'm reading this from one of the lessons of our Course in Miracles. What I'm offering you is my certainty that death is your idea. And since you are an idea of decisions made in correspondence with your self-identity, the maintenance of your self-identity as you constitute yourself in this relationship is a decision that you have made that cannot not verify your extermination. Listen. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. Here is your world, complete in all details. Here is its whole reality for you, and it is only here that salvation is. Look, you may believe that this position is extreme and too inclusive to be true, yet can truth have exceptions? If you have the gift of everything, can loss be real? Can pain be part of peace or grief of joy? Look at it. Can fear and sickness enter in a mind where love and perfect holiness abide? Truth must be all-inclusive if it be the truth at all. Accept no opposites and no exceptions, for to do so is to contradict the truth entirely. Somewhere within the notion that you are able to recognize my association with you in a conceptual form where we could formulate an agreement that we have made a decision to occupy this space-time idea, represent ourselves as being contained within this little formulation of time, and attempt to exterminate ourselves as justification for an indication that we are a source of our own reality, all right, rather than the simple admission that all of life eternally comes from a single source. We call that source God and teach that your entire human dependency of life existence is by the nature of your recognition of the wholeness and the power of your mind to decide. Because you believe the decision can be made, I am offering to you, in truth, the only decision that would be possible. And that is, you are already whole and perfect as you were created. The idea that you would allow me, as what appears to be a human condition within time, represent an agency of the energy of light form conversion based on new thoughts that we can share in new parameters of space-time are the purpose of this Course in Miracles. It's a systematic way that you can apply to think anew about everything that you see in your correspondence with yourself, since everything that you see in objective correspondence with yourself justifies what? I didn't hear you. Death? Did you see and say that everything you see in your objective association justifies your death? Are you listening to me? It won't work. The idea that you can maintain yourself within that space-time location as justified by your entrance into this parameter of consciousness, as indicated by my mind in my association with you at this moment, is a point in space-time where you entered into one of your death experiences, and instead of being reconstructed in an organization of time that justifies longevity based on past and future reference, I have interrupted your cycle of death time, life and death time, and are showing you the immediacy of eternal life. When is this going to occur? Here and now. Remember what we've learned in this course? Time, the idea of time, which is what death is, lasted just for a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity at all. And each moment, you, right there, as this body, are organized in the moment of separation, as a master teacher, as one assigned by Jesus through my own devastating moment, through my own death and my process of recognition of eternal life, resurrection. I am offering to you, within your own mind, my certainty that you cannot not be representing the whole alternative in this time continuum. Very simply because you're watching this video. And since I am an object or projection of your own mind within your association of body identity, the idea that you can see me in a new frame of space-time that you now occupy in a converting agency that will show you moments of joy and happiness that we read in our last lessons are what the peace of God is, you will happily continue to expose yourself to the light that has been attempting to penetrate into your idea of formulation of mass or density that constituted what your body was and guaranteed within sequential time that you would be successful at terminating yourself. The solution that I'm offering you is that at this moment, you are terminated. This world was over a long time ago. Should we practice? Say that to me. This world was over a long time ago. the mind that had the thought about the idea that it could be separate from the mind of the universal consciousness of creative reality, all right, is no longer present in the effects that were instigated by that thought. That's how we're certain that this world is over. So when we feel the grievance of our identities as being separate, we search for the cause of how we could possibly be occupying our body association. The difficulty that we have is all of the decision factors of our conceptual self as a human being are fundamentally based on the idea that we're temporal. The idea that we come into this world of space-time, we live here, we have concepts about ourselves organized within our own relationships, and we die. The basis of this lesson that I'm offering you from the teacher's manual on what is death is fundamentally this. Let's share it. Say to me, death is an idea. Yeah. Now say to me, death is an idea about my identity. Yes. The concept of yourself that you hold within your own fabric of consciousness in regard to what you think you are fundamentally contains the idea of death. I am here threatening you with the loss of your conceptual self-identity. It's non-creative, it has no source, and it's contained within a moment of separation, of schism, an idea that you're still not a whole part of created reality. So, what is going to die as a human being? Your idea about yourself. The concept of yourself that you now hold is basically and fundamentally what death is, since it's a sharing of separate conceptual ideas about self that verify temporal existence. The constitution of self-identity that you justify within the arrangement of yourself has absolutely no reality whatsoever, and in fact, does not exist. As long as you maintain that you are that body within that fabric of identity in the idea of the associations of correspondence within the memory of your old associations, how could you possibly see the alternative that I'm offering you when, in truth, the alternative that I am offering you will be the loss of your own conceptual self? And since the loss of your own conceptual self constitutes death to you, you will do everything that you can to maintain a space-time identity based on your certainty of death and the idea that you can, in some ridiculous form, sustain yourself until it occurs. The message of my Savior, Jesus Christ, that was brought about in its entirety by my illumination is very simply this. There is no such thing as this world. The idea that you were fathered by space-time associations in time that justify an association of species represented in this little plane of consciousness have no reality whatsoever. I appear with you now and remind you that within your ideas about yourself, as formulated by the power of our Father, by the power of eternal life, cannot not be a decision that you made in regard to who you are. Did you hear that? The problem I have in introducing this message through my own illumination is very simply that everything you see within your fabric of body association justifies the idea of your own termination. Yes or no? Yeah. Yes. I'm looking right at you. And I watch you struggle with the idea that it's necessary for you to find joy and happiness and peace and gratification for love, to continue to reproduce yourself, to share the passions of the enjoyment of self-recognition, but always with a predetermination of extermination. Look at me. I'm in the middle of your life death cycle, denying death. Okay? You come here, you live, you die. I'm representing to you the entirety of the universe that surrounds you before you came, okay, and before you left, the totality of our association with each other. I'm denying at this time and on this video your decision to die. You see that? Now, I see our first 30 minutes is up. We're occupied with the idea that in this teacher's manual, you'll be able to see this solution through the converting agency of a new idea that's present with you now. See how simple it is? If death is an idea you have about yourself, and I tell you that your idea about yourself is not who you are, all you'd have to see with me from my certainty of self, which only lasts for a continuing instant, is that I can show you how to convert your idea of body form, which is the idea of the protection of your own termination, to a moment of recognition that termination is impossible. Then you can feel just for that instant the idea of death pressing in on you in your determination to resist the light through the necessity of non-conversion that justifies your space-time location. Death is an idea that takes many forms within your constitution of emotional self-containment. And we're going to look at it in this next 27-minute cycle. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, very simply because God is a whole true idea about what we are in the entirety of universal life, and that the idea of death has also been with us up until this moment. We're now escaping from it, so we can say together, God bless us, everyone. So we're in our second 27 minutes, and I'm going to show you, if you'll let me, that this 27 minutes is all the time that there is. And the reason that it will be all the time that there is very simply because it is all the time that there is. The idea that you could make a decision based on the power of your mind to continually undergo and experience that brought you joy and happiness, not in regard to any of the procedures of self-containment that justified your body. There's a lesson in the Course that's directed specifically for the application of what is death from the teacher's manual, and we're going to read you just one little paragraph, all right, because it contains the fundamental idea of what this message from out of time is to you. Listen with me. There is no death. The Son of God is free. Death is a thought that takes on many forms, often unrecognized. It may appear as sadness, fear, anxiety, or doubt. What? Sadness, fear, anxiety, doubt are what death is? The form of the assumption of yourself in body form is an idea of death that you sustain in order to protect the parameter of your consciousness association. Dear ones, I hope you'll avail yourself of the workbook of A Course in Miracles. Of course, as you know, we're broadcasting now from a satellite. And we're on 24 hours a day teaching these lessons. And this is a lesson that will express to you, all right, at the idea of allowing yourself to expose yourself to it, that when you are doubtful and anxious and fearful, you are what death is. You're not life thinking about death, because eternal life couldn't possibly know about your condition. Do you see that with me? So that the containment of yourself in your conceptual idea about yourself as a temporal being within this little framework of time is literally what death is. Let's look a little more. Uh-oh, I'm sad, I'm afraid, I have a lot of anxiety, I doubt. Uh-oh, how about anger, faithlessness, lack of trust, concern for bodies, envy, and all the forms in which the wish to be as you are not may come to tempt you. Look at this. All such thoughts are but reflections of the worshiping of death as a savior and as a giver of release. What a particular idea when I look at your human condition and offer you a perspective of a moment of self-realization that directly and totally contradicts the idea that this is life. How lovingly our Savior expresses it in his testament that you consider to be 2,000 years old, it's actually very current with us now. When he says that you have the capacity and the inevitable responsibility to heal the sick and to raise the dead, since the idea of sickness or containment or loss or pain, are you ready, is what death is. So you search within the parameter of your consciousness for solutions based on the self-concept that has been organized by you within space-time to justify yourself as a human being. I am within your parameter of humanness denying your self-identity. 4 minutes, listen just to this, will you please? This is going to be a definition of what you think you are and what I'm certain you're not. Listen. The learning of the world is built upon a concept of the self, adjusted to the world's reality, and it fits it well. For this an image is that suits a world of shadows and illusions. Here it walks at home where what it sees is one with it. Listen, the building of a concept of the self is what the learning of the world is for. That's its purpose. That you come here without a self and make one as you go along. And by the time you reach maturity, before you die again, you have perfected it to meet the world on equal terms at one with its demands. Listen, a concept of the self is made by you. It bears no likeness to yourself at all. It is an idol made to take the place of your reality as the Son of God. So, there you, identified as yourself, that's not who you are. Shall I try it again with you? I know you're going to insist that you're that idea of yourself and then the body. Not true. Not only is it not true, but you know it. Yet when you're organized within your own conceptual identity about yourself by the objects of association of the projection of your mind, as you mature, you continue to identify your occupation of separation and justify yourself as that body. Practice. You're not that body. Say it to me. I am not a body. Yeah. The concept that you're holding about yourself within that frame of time that justifies your own termination is not who you are. The particular difficulty you have with your idea of timefulness of location of yourself, that a momentary space would be required for you in order to maintain the idea of sustenance. This is the human condition of your body. So the idea of death, okay, death is an idea, and we will be getting to the teacher's manual to explain what is death. Death is your idea about yourself, and the idea you have about yourself and that the world tells you that you are is not who you are, and in fact is not life, very simply because life is eternal. Say to me, anything that dies was never alive? Yeah. The concept about yourself that you hold within this arrangement of time at no single moment actually exists at all. It's always anticipated based on memories you have about yourself as a body form, projected into your future associations with yourself and aggregated into a retention of a moment in space-time that justifies the idea of separation, which is what death is. One more paragraph, will you please, about this concept of yourself that you think you are and that I am very certain through my own illumination, one that you can share with me, that we can escape from this bondage of self-identity. Listen. So the concept of the self has always been the great preoccupation of this world, and everyone believes that he must find the answer to the riddle of himself. Listen to this. Salvation can be seen as nothing more than the escape from concepts. Why? It does not concern itself with content of the mind, but with the simple statement that it thinks. And what can think has choice, and can be shown that different thoughts have different consequences. So it can learn that everything it thinks reflects the deep confusion that it feels about how it was made and what it is. And vaguely does the concept of the self appear to answer what it does not know. So, here we are. I was reading to you the idea from the text from chapter 31 that finally looks directly at the idea that your self-construction that you maintain within the illusion of your body and justify in this extremely narrow parameter of consciousness is not who you are. So that everything around you is an idea of death, and suddenly I'm present with you in what appears to be a body formulation, in the illusion that represents the projections of your mind in order to maintain the idea that you are a body, all right, and can remain focused in the very limited idea of a parameter of light that constitutes the illusion of body form, okay, and in the thought of space-time is the idea of termination, or the idea of your temporalness. You might want to inspect with me momentarily within your own concepts where your idea of death comes from. Why is it that the only thing within the strata of consciousness that represents the universe that dwells or thinks about self-termination is the human condition? As you cross through overcoming the idea of the speed of light, as you cross out of the idea of the containment of time, you will literally begin to laugh at the idea of the circumstances of conceptual self that continue to occupy themselves with the ideas that they're a body. At the very minimum, if you're watching this video, you cannot not have reached some fundamental conclusions that everything that you're participating in here, all the joy, all the happiness, all the idea of loss associated with pain and death connected to your body, all result in death. Now, we're here with you, explaining to you that it's only your idea about yourself that dies. All right, and the self that you have constituted yourself as in this relationship with your dream of death is not who you are. From the teacher's manual of our Course in Miracles, what is death? Listen. What is death? Death is the central dream from which all illusions stem. Is it not madness to think of life as being born, aging, losing vitality, and dying in the end? We've asked this question before, but now we need to consider it more carefully. Listen, it is the one fixed, unchangeable belief of the world that all things in it are born only to die. This is regarded as the way of nature, not to be raised to question, but to be accepted as the natural law of life. What a peculiar idea that you are letting me actually read this lesson to you with my certainty that you're about to acknowledge that that's what life is. You're about to acknowledge to me, certainly, everybody dies. I'm here telling you that that condition that you consider to be natural within your temporal association of your idea about yourself is not only not natural, it's insane. It has no source of reality in the correspondence that you find with yourself. Yet when I offer you the light of alternative, based on a reassociation of the structure of your conceptual self, for a moment you may feel the fear of the loss of yourself. I think you term that mental disease. As though the idea of not knowing who you are would not be the maximum mental disease from which you can suffer. Since the idea of not knowing who you are is what your human condition of death is. And as soon as you recognize in truth who you are, the idea of death becomes ridiculous. Let's read a little more. The human condition, the cyclical, the changing and the unsure, the undependable and the unsteady, the waxing and waning in a certain way upon a certain path, all this is taken as the will of God. And no one asks if a benign creator could will this. The amazing part about the invention of an idea of God, it cannot not be an objective idea contained within the human mind about an alternative concerning himself, literally choice that's available to him. What I'm reminding you of in this cycle of slow time is that all of your choices are based on your determination to remain temporal and die, rather than in a simple alternative that could be available to you through a reasoning process that if God, eternal life, is all loving and all gracious and all happy and all joyous, how could it possibly be connected to what this world tells you that you are. This is the practice of this Course in Miracles, to get you to momentarily reduce and release the idea of your concept about yourself. And at that moment, you will be free of the idea of death. At that moment, right there. There's a lovely sentence in the Course where my Savior Jesus says, we can shorten time immeasurably. We can shorten time so much for you based on this simple lesson that very suddenly the idea that you are temporal, the idea that you're a body, the idea that you occupy space-time will just for one moment mean nothing to you. Now, to those who fear death yet depend on it, the idea of the loss of themselves is fearful to them. In the teaching of the correspondence with God, we understand through prayer that God dependency, thy will be done, not mine, eliminates our necessity to organize choice decision made within our human condition that can only lead to death. So that the idea that all of our power comes from the mind of God is the certainty of our declaration that that power is inherent in us and has nothing to do with what the world has told us that we are. Listen. In this perception of the universe as God created it, it would be impossible to think of Him as loving. For who has decreed that all things pass away, ending in dust and disappointment and despair, can but be feared. He holds your little life in His hand, but by a thread, ready to break it off without regret or care, perhaps today. All I want to remind you of is that the human beings that are praying to a God that acknowledges their pain and death is what I'm describing to you. Certainly, prior to my illumination, I knew that if there was a God of truth and love and beauty and eternal understanding, it had nothing to do with the crap of this world. Yet I had to determine within my own idea of self-identity that there was no solution. Having discovered that there was none, I underwent an experience of the entirety of my association with eternal life. Are you ready? Of which you are a whole part. Jesus is so emphatic in His teaching of His own resurrection that it would be impossible if any single mind in the idea of separation found the totality within space-time of the disappearance of the idea of time that you as a conceptual form of self-identity were not included in, because the idea of separation and pain cannot be more than a single idea that you have about yourself. And since in the reality of universal mind, there is only one self, what I am offering you, uncompromisingly, is the idea that if you are determined to be that self of pain and death, occupying yourself within that body, so will it be with you. Because you cannot escape the consequences of lateral time that justify, and for many of you continue to justify, your idea of termination. You come here, you live, and you die. Not true. You come here, you see where you are, and you leave. And time is over. For time was just that moment or idea in your mind that formulated the idea of a self-concept that is not who you are. Listen just a little more. He holds your little life in His hand, but by a thread, ready to break it off without regret or care, perhaps today, or if He waits, yet is the ending certain. Who loves such a God knows not of love, because he has denied that life is real Are you listening to this? Death has become life's symbol. His world is now a battleground where contradictions reign and opposites make endless war. Where there is death, is peace impossible? I'm going to stay with that aphorism just for a moment because I believe that I can show you in the lucidity of my self-recognition that you can hear this. Where there is death, is peace impossible? It cannot not be true because the idea of conflict is what death is. So you rage a battle of your self-identity concerning the organizations within your own mind where there can be no peace because it's connected to the fundamental idea that it's necessary for you to retain that body and to suffer the consequences of this world. Right. You search for peace. You find moments of it within the organization of ourself. Turn and look at your brother just for a moment. He's organized in your mind, isn't he? Just as you are organized in his. But the organization retains the conflict or the idea of separation, the idea of a disassociation of cause and effect, where peace is actually impossible. Yet the moment of the peace of God that I am representing to you is very possible for you and in fact inevitable if you will simply recognize that your brother, the associations of form of body that you see out there are only reflections of your own determination to represent yourself as a body or as any body that can remain within this fabric of time. What's our fundamental idea behind this? If anything dies, everything dies. And the idea of death, the worship of the idea for your necessity to maintain that body as a pitiful example of what life is not, have until this moment not allowed you to see the solution. We're going to leave you now, and I hope you'll stay around. I'm going to do one more hour about what is death, since you have posed the question, and I'm going to give you a very all-inclusive idea about how you can convert your idea of death to an idea of life. One or the other is not true. If anything dies, everything dies. If everything dies, there is no life. I'll be back in just a moment. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, including our discussions about the idea that we're separate and our consciousness of association with each other can be changed. So we can say together, I'll be seeing you in just another moment. And no matter how much time appears to have passed, we will enter into a new arrangement that we have made with each other as we declare, God bless us, everyone.